Both Gandhi and Martin Luther King used nonviolent civil disobedience to great effect in furthering the cause of human rights in the face of endemic and institutionalized cruelty and injustice. Such moral protesters are usually seen at the time by the government in power and often by many onlookers as troublemakers, as disrespectful of law and order, perhaps even as disloyal, unpatriotic, or even enemies of the state. But it could more accurately be said that they are patriots rather than enemies. They are only enemies of injustice. Notice that within a generation, they are usually revered, even sanctified. Ultimately, ethics and morality are not about heroes and leaders and shining examples. They are about the day-to-day and moment-to-moment ways in which we conduct our own lives, and what our basic stance is towards those tendencies in our own minds that drive us toward greed, hatred, and delusion, when what we most need is to tap the deeper resources of our own hearts for kindness, generosity, compassion, and goodwill. Mindfulness. So, after all this talk of mindfulness, what is it really anyway? Mindfulness can be thought of as moment-to-moment, non-judgmental awareness, cultivated by paying attention in a specific way, that is, in the present moment, and as non-reactively, as non-judgmentally, and as open-heartedly as possible. When it is cultivated intentionally, it is sometimes referred to as deliberate mindfulness. When it spontaneously arises, as it tends to do more and more the more it is cultivated intentionally, it is sometimes referred to as effortless mindfulness. I sometimes use the example of a dial-up connection to the internet compared to a cable modem to describe the felt difference between deliberate mindfulness and effortless mindfulness. In deliberate mindfulness, you could think of it as dial-up networking, where you have to make an effort to get connected, where often the connection keeps getting disconnected, and you have to reestablish it. In effortless mindfulness, the connection is always present. Mindfulness is none other than the capacity we already have to know what is actually happening as it is happening. The attentional stance we are calling mindfulness has been described by Nyanaponika Thera as the heart of Buddhist meditation. It is central to all the Buddhist teachings and to all the Buddhist traditions. Strictly speaking, the application of mindfulness gives rise to awareness. The greater and the more stable the mindfulness, the greater the awareness and penetrative insight that may stem from it. But in common parlance, mindfulness and awareness are often used synonymously, and for simplicity, we will adhere to that convention as well.